Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Indian Medical Association writes letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking law for safety of healthcare professionals. CBI continues to interrogate former principal of R.G. Kerr Medical College in rape and murder case. Kolkata police imposes Section 163 of BNSS near the hospital to prevent unlawful gathering. Union Home Minister Amit Shah distributes citizenship certificates to 188 expatriates under Citizenship Amendment Act in Ahmedabad. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar arrives in Kuwait to review bilateral relations, including trade, investment, energy and security. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to arrive in Israel today as part of Washington's diplomatic push to achieve ceasefire in Gaza. The Indian Medical Association, IMA, has written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi regarding the incident at R.G. Kerr Medical College and has sought his intervention to bring a central law to check violence against healthcare personnel. The IMA has demanded that the security protocols of all hospitals should be in line with airports. It also demanded that hospitals be declared as safe zones, with the first step being mandatory security entitlements. In its letter, the IMA has requested for meticulous and professional investigation of the crime within a specific time frame and prompt justice. It has also called for appropriate and dignified compensation for the bereaved family and has asked for improved working conditions for doctors. The union government has decided to form a committee to suggest all possible measures for ensuring the safety of healthcare professionals. The government made the decision after considering the concerns expressed by various healthcare stakeholders, including FODA and IMA. It has also invited the state governments to present their suggestions to the committee on the matter. The CBI will continue its interrogation of former principal of R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital. He has been called for interrogation at the CGO complex today. He was also interrogated yesterday. Meanwhile, Kolkata police has imposed Section 163 of Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 around R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital for 7 days with effect from today to prevent unlawful gathering of five or more people in the area. Two leaders of Students' Federation of India have been picked up from Behala area by police in connection with the vandalism that occurred on the intervening night of August 14 at the medical college. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate a new state-of-the-art Maritime Rescue Coordination Centre of the Indian Coast Guard in Chennai today. He will also inaugurate the Marine Pollution Response Centre in Chennai and the Coast Guard Air Enclave in Puducherry. The pollution center located at the Chennai port represents a pioneering step in marine pollution management. It will also play a crucial role in coordinating responses to marine pollution incidents, particularly oil and chemical spills in the waters adjoining coastal states. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA, does not take away the citizenship rights of any religion. Rather, the Act offers respect and justice to the Indian refugees along with the citizenship. The minister was speaking after awarding citizenship certificates to 188 expatriates at a function in Ahmedabad today. Mr. Shah criticized the previous Congress government for neglecting the Hindu and other minority expatriates for vote bank and appeasement politics. He reiterated the Modi government's commitment for implementation of the CAA across the country.
और सालों से इस शरणार्थियों की मांग थी 19 में मोदी जी ने अपनी दृढ़ राजनीतिक इच्छा शक्ति के कारण फैसला लिया कानून पारित हुआ आंदोलन हुए 24 के चुनाव के पहले हमने रूल्स बनाकर अधिकार दे दिया और आज सर्टिफिकेट भी दे दिया आप लोगों को आप सभी का हृदय से मैं स्वागत करता हूं और बड़े सम्मान के साथ आप जियोगे.
Earlier in the day, the Home Minister inaugurated various developmental works of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation worth over 1,000 crore rupees in Ahmedabad. Later in the evening, he will address party workers in Sabarmati. Mukhyamantri Maji Ladki Bahin Yojana was launched in Pune in a state-level program yesterday. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde said that it is his sincere wish to see the lives of women filled with happiness and flourishing. He said that under the scheme, 1500 rupees per month are being given to the beneficiary women as Mahir Cha Ahir, like the gift given by the elder brother. Union Minister of State Muralidhar Mohol, Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar were present on the occasion. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alert. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar arrived in Kuwait on a day-long visit today. He was received by his Kuwaiti counterpart, Abdullah Ali Ali Yahya. Our correspondent has the details.
Upon his arrival, Jaishankar met his counterpart, Foreign Minister of Kuwait, Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya. This visit will provide an opportunity for both countries to review various facets of their bilateral relationship, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural, consular matters, as well as people-to-people ties. Additionally, they will exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual concern. The situation in Gaza is also expected to be a topic of discussion during Jaishankar's meetings. Kuwait has already expressed support for a ceasefire initiative in Gaza, proposed by the United States, Egypt and Qatar. Last week, Kuwaiti Foreign Ministry affirmed its backing for efforts aimed at halting the aggression in Gaza. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will arrive in Tel Aviv in Israel today as part of Washington's diplomatic push to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza. This is the ninth trip to the West Asia since Hamas terrorists attacked southern Israel in October last year. The top U.S. diplomat will oversee the indirect peace talks between Israel and Hamas to be continued in Cairo. After the Doha peace talks held on Thursday and Friday at the behest of the U.S., there are hopes of a ceasefire. Blinken, according to Israeli officials, will meet the President of Israel, Isaac Herzog, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. Sources also said that the U.S. Secretary of State will meet David Barnier, Mossad's director, and Shin Bet chief, who were part of the indirect peace talks in Doha, Qatar. Foreign Minister of Nepal, Dr. Arzu Rana Dioba, is on a five-day visit to India. During the visit, she will hold talks with External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar on bilateral issues. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said this visit aligns with the tradition of regular high-level exchanges between India and Nepal. In Thailand, Thai King Maha Vajiralongkorn has appointed Pethongthan Chinawatra as the new Prime Minister. Secretary General of the House of Representatives announced this morning that Pethongthan has been appointed Premier as she received a majority vote from the Parliament on the 16th of this month. 37-year-old Pethongthan becomes the country's youngest and second female Prime Minister after receiving the royal endorsement from the Thai King. Pethongthan is now the fourth member of the Shinawatra family to ascend to the role of Prime Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Pethongthan Chinawatra for being elected as the Prime Minister. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wished her a successful tenure. Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working with her to further strengthen the bilateral ties between the two countries. Three people were killed and three others remain missing following a coal mine accident in Wei Chin County in southwest China's Yunnan province. Local authorities today confirmed that the accident that took place early this morning at a coal mine in San Tao Township is suspected to involve a coal and gas outburst. According to the country's Emergency Management Department, rescue operations are currently underway at the site and further details are awaited. Back home, a fire broke out in the engineering section of Tirumala Tirupati Devasthanam administrative building located in Tirupati yesterday. The TTD staff managed to extinguish the flames. Following the incident, assistant engineer Bhaskar filed a complaint, prompting the Alipiri police to register a case. TTD CVSO Sridhar inspected the engineering section of the building and noted that several fires related to temple and roadworks were damaged in the fire, but assured that the data is safe as the same was being maintained in e-office. The Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, has imposed a penalty of 3 lakh rupees on Shriram's IAS for publishing false and misleading advertisements regarding the result of UPSC Civil Service Exam 2022. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that the decision was taken to protect and promote the rights of consumers as a class and ensure that no false or misleading advertisement is made of any goods or services. In view of the violation of the Consumer Protection Act 2019, the CCPA, headed by Chief Commissioner Nidhi Khare and Commissioner Anupam Mishra, issued an order against Shriram's IAS to discontinue the misleading advertisement with immediate effect. The BJP will launch a new membership drive from the 1st of September. The party aims to add more than 10 crore new members during the drive. The decision in this regard was taken at a meeting of office bearers in the national capital. BJP national spokesperson Sambit Patra said that the campaign will not cover the states which are going to the polls.
1 September se membership drive 4 ayamon se aage badhega. Ek ayam hai missed call, dusra ayam hai QR code. QR कोड को स्कैन करके उसके माध्यम से वो भारतीय जनता पार्टी का सदस्य बन सकता है. नमो ऐप के माध्यम से भी सदस्यता ग्रहण किया जा सकता है और साथ ही साथ bjp.org के वेबसाइट के माध्यम से भी सदस्यता ग्रहण कर सकता है.
The BJP claims to have over 18 crore members, which makes it the world's largest political party. Senior Congress leader Tariq Hamid Karra formally took over as president of the Jammu and Kashmir Pradesh Congress Committee yesterday. He expressed his willingness to contest for any assembly seat in Srinagar, including his political bastion Central Shaltang, formerly Batamalu. Mr. Karra said his immediate focus will be the assembly elections and win seats for his party. He also said that the decision on the pre-poll alliance with the regional parties of J&K would be taken only after consultations with the local leaders and the central leadership. At a time when reading is not very common, inculcating a habit of book reading among the youth, a week-long national event was launched in Srinagar yesterday. The Chinar Book Festival, organized by the National Book Trust, is dedicated to celebrating the rich culture of reading. The festival, first of its kind in Kashmir, is expected to serve as a platform to explore diverse literary works besides fostering a lifelong habit of reading among the younger generation. Badminton Association of India has sent a team of 39 players to the Asia Under 15 and Under 17 Junior Championships in Chengdu, China, commencing Tuesday. The team aims to win multiple medals and build a strong foundation for the 2025 World Junior Championship, which will be hosted by India. In tennis, both the women's and men's world's number ones Iga Swiatek and Jannik Sinner will be in action today at the semifinals at the Cincinnati Open in the United States, while Polish player Swiatek will take on her Belarusian opponent Arina Sabalenka. Sinner from Italy will go against Alexander Zverev of Germany. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala, Mahe, Lakshadweep, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and West Bengal till tomorrow. The weather agency has predicted fairly widespread to widespread light to moderate rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Kerala, Mahe, Lakshadweep and coastal Karnataka during the week. The IMD has estimated scattered to fairly widespread rainfall over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Uttar Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Telangana and interior Karnataka during the next 7 days. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Indian Medical Association writes letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking law for safety of healthcare professionals. CBI continues to interrogate former principal of R.G. Kerr Medical College in rape and murder case. Kolkata police imposes Section 163 of BNSS near the hospital to prevent unlawful gathering. Union Home Minister Amit Shah distributes citizenship certificates to 188 expatriates under Citizenship Amendment Act in Ahmedabad. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar arrives in Kuwait to review bilateral relations including trade, investment, energy and security. and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to arrive in Israel today as part of Washington's diplomatic push to achieve ceasefire in Gaza. And with that, we end the midday news.